and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called One Overwhelming Week of Stress. It was not Thanksgiving week. It was actually election week, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it. And frankly, it really wasn't bad stress. My doctor has explained to me that stress is equally impactful on our bodies, whether it's good or bad stress. So when you move, say, to a happier place, moving is highly stressful, and it causes potential damage to your well-being. And then, of course, there's the stress that we all tend to think of, which is the bad stress. My week was mostly a good week, but it was stressful, and we will talk about how we handle stress with our guests. Today, we have Wayne Levine for the Men's Room and Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Wrap, and we have special guest Eli Vanesky discussing his new book, Test Prep Sanity. So we will not be discussing stress with Eli, but we will with Pastor Drew, who will, I assume, have a pretty unique view of it as it regards our teens today. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We're approaching 5,000 likes, and I'd sure like to get there by the end of the year. And if you want to stay in the loop with everything that I'm doing, sign up to receive my newsletter, which is on the homepage at brucesalen.com, where you can find my columns, my vlogs, my comic strip called Because I Said So, and my books, and a lot more. I want to issue a special hello to my friends Amanda and Zach, who work at The Bean Scene with owner Suzette in Oak Park, California, where I go every Thursday morning prior to my hitting the road to come up to Santa Barbara to do my radio show. Amanda, Zach, hello. Suzette, love your place. I love homey coffee places. I'm a little bit not a fan, a lot not a fan of the chains. I understand their value, but I prefer a neighborhood one, and The Bean Scene is just wonderful. We are talking about Test Prep Sanity tonight at Dad Chat from 6 to 7 p.m., and you can win three copies of my co-host, which is Eli Vanesky, who will be on my show today, his book, Test Prep Sanity. And everyone can get a free copy of my new ebook, The Empty Nest Road Trip Blues. In fact, my book is now available as both a PDF and a Kindle version, meaning they're virtual ebooks, and you can get until December 24th, Christmas Eve, you can actually get a free copy of my book. Just go to my website, hit the weekly columns thing, and you will see what you need to do, which is nothing other than you go to Amazon, you buy the book, you send me the receipt, and I return the money to you to your PayPal account. Plus, you will get, if you want, a free version of the PDF as well. So for $2.99 out your pocket, $2.99 back in your pocket, you get two copies of my book, and that offer is available until December 24th. I sure hope you'll take advantage of it. I'm very, very, very proud of this book. It's all about my journey taking my son, literally driving him 3,000 miles in 8 days from Los Angeles to Boston, and all the various adventures we had. I took a lot of photos, 100 of which are in the book, and I took 5 or 6 hours of video, of which 7 short videos totaling about 35 minutes are in the book as well. You obviously have to have a Wi-Fi connection, but they're exclusive to those who get the book. So again, get it for free until Christmas Eve. Just go to brucesalen.com, hit the writings tab, scroll down until you see the free ebook column, and that explains exactly how it works. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called The In-Laws Have Left the Building. I think you get an idea what that one's about. And the new I'm Not That Dad vlog is another in our concert series. This one taken from a ton of footage I took at the Outside Lands Festival this summer. And it features the Foo Fighters and Neil Young. Just go to the I'm Not That Dad section to see any and all of my vlogs. Or some people call them vlogs. I'm not even sure what it is, but it means video blog is really what vlog means. It is time for another A Dad's Point of View life lesson, and I wonder what it will be today.
You got to accentuate the positive element. I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. M.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Raising kids takes a lot of luck. Sometimes it just isn't your fault. Why do parents beat themselves up over how their kids turn out? It's natural, I suppose, but it often has nothing to do with your parenting. Don't we all know lousy parents that have wonderful kids and wonderful parents that have lousy kids? I'm not suggesting you don't do the best parenting job you can do, but sometimes there's a degree of luck in how things turn out. A lot of the time. So maybe give yourself a break if your kid doesn't become a senator, go to an Ivy League college, or make the NBA. There's a degree of luck to it all. I'm Bruce Allen. You can find me at BruceAllen.com, and please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you!
Well, I do believe that is true. It does take a lot of luck. But good parenting doesn't hurt either. You know, it's the holiday season, and I want to remind you about one of the great things we can do during the holiday season, and certainly we've talked about it at Thanksgiving, and that is giving back to the world. I believe very, very strongly that the more we give, the more we get, but it's also important to teach our kids to give. And one of the ways that you can involve your kids in giving is, of course, as your kids get older, they have all those books that they read and loved when they were younger that are just accumulating dust somewhere in their rooms or in boxes. Well, I support a group of kids in Ghana, Africa, a girls' school that goes by the name of the Africa Zebras. And if you send them your gently used books or toys, they will really appreciate them. So the address to do that is you would send it to the Africa Zebras, care of Pastor Frank Benin, B-E-N-N-I-N, box 719. And then the city is called Agana Swedru. That's A-G-O-N-A-S-W-E-D-R-U, and it is in Ghana. G-H-A-N-A. Once again, the Africa Zebras, Pastor Frank Benin, B-E-N-N-I-N, box 719, Agana, A-G-O-N-A, Swedru, S-W-E-D-R-U, comma, Ghana, G-H-A-N-A. So what were the things that were stressful for me this particular week? Well, it was election week. And I was, as you probably know if you've listened to my show, very hyped up on this election. So every free moment that week was spent reading and watching and wondering and worrying. And that was certainly a stressful event. My birthday was a happy stress, but still stressful. Another year older, and all that goes along with that. And my younger son forgot my birthday for the first time ever, and that was a sad part of the day. I also bought a new car, and I haven't gotten a new car in 7 years. So a good stress, but dealing with all that, and you know, am I buying the right car? Am I spending too much? It was a gently used car, as they say. It was 3 years old. It had 18,000 miles on it, but it looked brand new. I try to buy used cars. Another thing that happened that week is my college freshman sent me a picture of an exam in which he got a 99 out of 100. Well, I don't remember my son, this particular son, getting anything near that good a result since elementary school. So that was pretty damn exciting. Same week, my younger son, who is the academic in the family, but also a wannabe actor, we went to see his performance of Sweeney Todd in his drama club, and that was fun. We also went into our continued escrow on a townhome that has been something we've been looking for a long time in the Park City, Utah area, and with a particularly difficult seller. And at the time of the writing of the column, it had not closed, but I am happy to say it has closed this past week, and it looks like we will be spending some time in Park City, Utah, God willing. And on my birthday, we went golfing, and on the very first hole, I parred it, and it was a par five, and I think it was the first par I ever got on a par five. So there were other things that happened that week. It was the official release of my book, The Empty Nest Road Trip Blues, an interactive journal from a dad's point of view, which you can get for free until Christmas Eve. If you buy the Amazon and Kindle version and then send me at bruce@brucesalen.com a copy of that receipt, I will refund it to your PayPal account. So just give me the PayPal information. Another milestone that week, by the way, was the publication of my 60th Because I Said So comic, written by me, but illustrated by Voog Designs. They do wonderful work. So my producer is telling me it's time for a break. Our next segment will be The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and please stay tuned.
Dad's Point of View. Bruce Allen, you know the